States across the country are making decisions on three options under the Affordable Care Act, popularly known as Obamacare. Option one, set up a state program. Option two, let the federal government run its program in the state. Option three, create a hybrid of the two. The bill approved yesterday stops North Carolina from either expanding Medicaid eligibility or creating an online health insurance marketplace. Senator Tom Goolsbee, an outspoken supporter of the bill, says a commitment to fiscal responsibility comes first.
We don't know where any of this is going. We know that when we set up our own state program, we automatically start garnering a large number of costs that we don't know where the money is going to come from to pay for those. We also put ourselves under a great deal of federal direction for rules and regulations that are not even written yet. And all we're saying is we're going to hold off before we jump in to the pool to make sure there's water in it.
Opponents of the bill point to the federal government's promise to fund 100% of the expansion costs through 2016 and 90% after that. They also say forcing the uninsured to use emergency care as the standard instead of preventive care is expensive and ineffective. Governor Pat McCrory says he'll sign the bill when it reaches his desk. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.